Talk Live. We are launching into hour number 3 of the program, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We continue here with your phone calls. That is the point of the show. You can call about anything. Let's talk to Jefferson's Ghost, listening in New York, here on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Jefferson's Ghost in New York. Hello?
I was listening to the show.
Yes.
And it's my understanding that the elite's agenda is through causing division via race, religion, descent, what have you, all these means. I'm listening to this guy and I'm listening to you guys banter back and forth, but my question to you is this. What is the motive for this conversation?
For the conversation we were having with Scott the Bigot in the last hour?
Well, my question is this. What is the motive for having this individual on the air? Because it seems that this individual, as twisted as his views are, it seems that it's almost it's like this whole ordeal was set up, and that's what I'm getting at.
Oh, I see. You think there's some sort of paranoid plot going on here where the elites are controlling?
What I'm trying to say
do you think that Scott converted anybody here tonight? I mean, there are thousands of people.
It doesn't matter whether he did or didn't. It doesn't matter whether this guy hates every race on the earth.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is the conversation, it supports a lot of division, and it's almost propagandish in nature.
Don't you think some of the racial issues have to be addressed before they will heal, and that perhaps talking to Scott?
Here's the problem. People are paying too much attention to race and religion.
I concur with you, absolutely. I wish we'd all wake up tomorrow the same religion and brown.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. I have to disagree with you, Jefferson's Ghost. I mean, the conversation did not support division. Scott supports division. Scott is the one that supports dividing people based on racial lines and dividing them based on the amount of melanin in their skin and dividing them based on where they were born and dividing them based on their religious preference. Whereas on this program, I think we can all agree that we believe individuals are individuals and should be judged based on their actions. I mean, are we all in agreement on that one?
10-4.
Yep.
Okay, so the conversation was not a divisive conversation at all, except for the fact that I wanted to divide myself from people like Scott. I want nothing to do with people like Scott. So does that clarify things?
Well, to a degree, but you have to understand with any sort of effort that needs use, you'll often see where a portion of the truth is presented. Now, I'm not saying that you guys are perpetrating anything, but I'm saying that the very nature of the conversation in and of itself is propagandist in nature.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, the reason I'm saying that is because it's following a groupthink mentality.
Who is following a groupthink mentality?
Well, this is where I'm trying to go. What's going on is you have this guy over here with extreme views, and then you got you guys over on the other side. You're going back and forth about all these race issues, religion, what have you. But in the whole scheme of things, it really doesn't matter.
Well, it does matter.
That everybody has their own views, and that this conversation, it's bordering on being in Zionist in nature.
Mr. Jefferson's Ghost, let me see if I've got this straight, what you're suggesting. Based on what you said when you opened your call, you said the elites attempt to use race and other things like religion to divide people. And that may very well be true. I may very well agree with you on that. I think there's probably some evidence of that. I mean, if people are divided, they're never going to realize what the real problem in the world is, and that is those who wish to control others and wield power. So I'm kind of with you there. But then you go on to suggest that by design, you're suggesting that the conversation was was designed. You're suggesting that somehow Free Talk Live is a tool of the elites, and we had Scott on this program to divide people ever further. Is that what you're getting at?
Well, it's a possibility.
It's not.
And you're wrong.
I haven't gotten the check yet. I mean, yeah. The elites have not written me a check, and I really wish they would.
The whole idea that
I'd do a heck of a lot better job of this than this of whatever it is that they're looking for. If they can get me out of a yacht, a plane, and a bunch of really hot bimbos,
you're driving a Dodge Shadow,
right? I mean, I'm sorry. The fact is,
on that note.
Yes, sir.
Your station manager or the owner of the network, what is his name?
Well, the owner of the network is named Ted Anderson.
Ted Anderson?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be doing a little research into that.
You'll find nobody who's more for your freedoms than Ted Anderson.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Yeah, and the whole idea, sir, is this your first time listening to Free Talk Live?
Actually, it is.
Okay. Well, that explains it.
Sorry. It's shocking sometimes. The fact is, we had a guy on who was a relatively articulate bigot, okay? And he wasn't pulling any punches. That's interesting to people. And we try to do we fill the spots between the commercials with interesting stuff so that you sit around and listen to more commercials.
And
that's what we do for a living.
The design of this show is that anyone can call in and talk about whatever they want. And that's what that guy was doing. He got held on the line a lot longer than the average caller because he was so outrageous and people wanted to talk to him. So that's the only design on this show. We open the phones and let anybody call in about anything, including you. And if you continue to listen to this show, I think it'll become quite crystal clear that no one has bought off Free Talk Live. And we get on this show and rail against the authoritarian state and people wanting to aggress against their neighbors every single night on this program for the most part, as well as taking phone calls from anybody. So to suggest that we're corrupted or compromised in some way by the elites is absolutely ludicrous right on its face. And I'm sure you'll pick that up as you listen more. And go ahead and do all the digging you want to. I think
please, we have nothing to hide.
Yeah, let us know what you find out, okay? Thanks. 800-259-9231.
You know, I think that the conversation for some people went on just a little too long with Scott. And I, think
I love it when we bring the crazies out.
That's
some people really love the crazies. They really love the crazies.
I didn't disagree with anything he said. Jefferson's Ghost.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought you were talking about Scott from last
From a philosophical standpoint, I think that the divisions of race are nonsense.
Yeah, and it does divert you from what actually matters, which is the expansion of the state. And I think that's the point. I think we were essentially trying to get the same point across. It's just that Scott was trying to get the opposite point across. Scott was trying to carry through a divisive message, and we were trying to counteract that. So I don't really see where we were supporting a viewpoint where you divide people up by race.
It's not like
we weren't representing special interests. To me, I do have a problem with affirmative action the same way I have a problem with racism. I think viewing people as
affirmative
groups
action
is a problem.
Is racism.
Right. And I think it's wrong to view people as groups. So it sounds like we're agreeing with Jefferson's
I think
ghost.
We definitely are agreeing with Jefferson's ghost. 800-259-9231. And in case it's not crystal clear, I wish that I could wake up tomorrow morning and everyone would be brown. I really do wish that.
And I don't.
But what I mean by that is that then they wouldn't have the race issue anymore. Then there would
I wish we'd wake up tomorrow and everyone would be the same, or there wouldn't even be any racial differences. I like the idea of the same color. However, there are some advantages to certain colors and certain
I like the idea
areas.
Of difference. I think when
I like
it becomes
difference.
Prejudice, it's a problem. Like the fact that there are German people. And there are,
you're right.
Nigerians.
I wish there weren't any racial divisions in people's minds.
Yeah, I wish people viewed each other as individuals. Yeah. But as far as different cultures and languages and races go, if everyone were brown and was the same religion, it'd be a very boring world. So
I
understand what you're trying to say, but I wish people weren't racist, basically.
Yes, okay, I like that. You're right, because if everybody were to wake up tomorrow morning and everyone was brown, then people would just start hating because, you've got blonde hair and you've got dark hair. I mean, the hatred would continue, it would just shift somewhere else. I agree, and I wish people would wake up tomorrow morning and come to the conclusion that individuals should be judged based on their actions, and that's all. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up, your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to your Big Idea Minute with Donnie Deutsch, offering you tips and advice on how to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true from the aha moment to your first million. Here's your host, business mogul and CNBC personality, Donnie Deutsch.
When you're facing a shaky market, the temptation is to be risk-averse, put your dream on hold. Cynthia Kersey, head of the aptly named Unstoppable Enterprises, Inc., put this notion into words for me. She said, fact is the enemy of truth. In other words, the fact may be that the market is down, but that's not the determining truth of your business. Companies like Microsoft and Hewlett-Packard were started during recessions, and they thrived because they met specific demands. You can take advantage of consumers' budget consciousness by finding a way to provide something cheaper. A down market can also be a benefit in calculating business expenses. Suppliers may be more competitive in pricing because they are hurting too. For the Big Idea Radio Minute, I'm Donnie Deutsch.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit DonnieDeutsch.com. Donnie Deutsch has inspired millions of entrepreneurs to realize their biggest dreams. Now, in his book, The Big Idea, How to Make Your Entrepreneurial Dreams Come True from the Aha Moment to Your First Million, Deutsch draws not only on his own tremendous focus and expertise, but on that of dozens of the successful entrepreneurs whom he has interviewed. He's gathered all his knowledge together in this book to help you create your own enterprise. The Big Idea is your roadmap to the American dream. The Big Idea by Donnie Deutsch is available wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Are you one of the millions of people who make New Year's resolutions? Are you also one of the millions who wind up breaking those resolutions? Would you like to keep at least one of those resolutions this year? Well, right now, success is one click away. Let this be the year you are going to protect yourself year-round. Pepperspray.com can help keep you safe by offering you the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web. Check out our monthly specials, as well as receiving a 10% savings by using coupon code GCN when you shop at pepperspray.com. Be proud of yourself this year for taking the biggest and easiest step in self-defense and shop pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy 2009.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they're totally free, so enjoy those, including live streams. We've got a broadband version, dial-up, webcam, all free at listen.freetalklive.com.
AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type in FTL at the checkout. Plus, with an order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. 50% off with offer code FTL at AdamEve.com. They've got all kinds of things, toys, lingeries, any marital aids, AdamEve.com.
As we continue and talk to Matthew in Tennessee, taking your calls about whatever you want. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I actually, I'm going to the inauguration of Obama with my very liberal friends.
Okay.
And I wanted to, as I have them trapped in the car, I wanted to expose them to liberty. And so I wanted to know what kind of a podcast or audio material you would recommend.
Are you driving?
Yes.
All right. Wow. I mean, but there's it's going to be busy in Washington, D.C. Are you prepared for that? I mean, there's going to be a tremendous amount of people there.
My God.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's going to be crazy.
All right. Well, what do you say, Mark? I mean,
Liberty Radio Underground.
Glenn Jacobs?
Yeah. The fact is, we're an entertainment show meant to, entertain, and I would have some of us on backup and, pick judiciously from the last week's worth of shows on the left-hand side of the page. We do have available the last year's worth of shows. However, you have to go through BitTorrent to get that, and that's complicated for me. But I think that Glenn Jacobs has some really great stuff. It's more professor type, things, but it's concise as it could possibly be. It's LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
That is correct. LibertyRadioUnderground.com. You might want to give those a try. See what you think about them.
Okay. I wanted to talk a little bit about Succession.
Succession. Yes, sir.
Yes, Succession. So I don't really think – I think it's probably at least 2 years out in New Hampshire.
At least.
Yeah, because you need more liberty activists there. So I wanted to start out by saying, I think New Hampshire, what they should do is call back all their National Guard, if there is any in Iraq, back to the state. And then also kind of like sever the ties between the National Guard and the Army.
I'm not against anything that you've said there. I think that a National Guard is unconstitutional. What we should have is a militia, as outlined by the founding fathers.
Yeah.
But I don't think that New Hampshire's, the people that are in power in New Hampshire, and many Granite Staters themselves, are anywhere on the same page as you or I or Ian as far as secession. Excuse me. We're a ways off from that.
Yeah, there's not even a conversation about
it. Really?
I don't even know how secession's going. The only conversation about secession that is going on is when I have it. there's probably a few there. Certainly my buddy Nick,
It's not, from natives that I interact with, it's not on most people's mind. I have run into a few people who I hadn't met before. On a couple of occasions they've brought it up, and it wasn't a political event. And I have, my friends will bring it up from time to time, but politically they're pretty close to me, so that kind of predisposes them to think about secession.
Yeah.
But I would say the general populace is not that much different than the rest of the country, and that's one of the problems we're up against right now.
Let's be fair, though. You reported recently, Nick, I believe on Free Minds TV, which you can go and watch over at freemindstv.com. It's Nick's television show. They also have a radio version, Free Minds Radio. But I believe you reported recently that there was a Zogby poll that was done that found that a little more than one out of five Americans, over 20% of Americans, right now support the idea of secession. Peaceful secession.
They believe in the right to secede. About 20%, 18%, I think was the national average, believe that they would support a secession movement in their state.
So I think that's a good starting point.
Starting point.
That's what people think right now. So if we can begin having this conversation more often and in more venues about secession on television, radio, and newsprint, on the internet, wherever we can have this conversation, the better, because it'll put that bug in people's minds and get them to start talking about it and considering these ideas. And then we might be up to 32%, and we might be up to 38% or something like that. And we don't need a huge amount of people.
In my life, I don't see I don't see secession as a viable option. What I see more likely is that the federal government will, under its own weight and the destruction of the currency, actually cease to exist. It has to happen somehow.
It's inevitable. Yeah.
All governments cease at some point, and it has to cease at some
point. It'll become unviable. There will still be a day where the legislature in New Hampshire or Vermont or wherever will have to say, We're our own country now.
Right. Well, the fact is the legislatures in those places, they aren't printing money, so they're, you know, the currency is not, you know, not ceasing to become viable. And at that point, I think you are much more likely to see it. We still have a very strong federal government you know, that has a lot of weight over the states.
Yeah, you know, I think that if there is, New Hampshire does succeed, I think a great thing to really start out with, too, is anonymous banking. Create, you know, how, like,
that's a great idea.
Swiss has that anonymous banking thing, but now they're really not anonymous, but become really the only country that has anonymous banking in the world.
Oh, yeah, it'd be huge. I mean, the influx of money from people around the world would be absolutely tremendous. There's no doubt about it. I mean, when New Hampshire secedes and becomes a free state, whatever that really means, but whenever the you know, the regulations are rolled back, the government drastically scaled down and hopefully eliminated, if I have my druthers, but whenever that happens, it will be the freest marketplace in the world, and that will result in incredible boom. It will result in an amazing economy. I mean, the economy here is pretty good already. It's the best in the Northeast, from what I understand, but it would be the best in the world, rivaling even Hong Kong. And the amount of investments that would come here, the amount of business opportunities that would spring up would be just it's almost unfathomable right now. And so that's why this is such a worthwhile movement. I mean, the Free State Project, moving as many liberty-loving people to New Hampshire as possible, because that's the end game, to have a truly free place for people to live life how they think is best. And you know what? I'm glad you're out there thinking of these things, Matthew. And as far as opening up those private banks, save your money. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, because a lot of these ideas are good. I mean, having a private bank, I would love that. I'd love to put some of my money in a private bank, which was secure and not subject to the FDIC and not subject to the IRS. But unfortunately, it takes a lot of capital to open up a bank, and I don't think that at this point in the game, we have the people, the activists, that actually have the capital that are willing to risk it in order to do something like that. But I fully support creating competitive things to the government establishment.
And when it comes to the issue of secession, one thing I wanted to point out is a lot of people do look at it as an either or. So they say, I think the federal government's way too big. I think it's probably better that my state, I'd be better off if my state left the union, but just because of all the things that the federal government is doing. But they worry about defense, or certain things hold them back on that. And if you look into different systems of government, it's really, at least in practical world examples, there's a lot of examples like Quebec and Canada. They haven't actually seceded yet, but they've obtained a lot more sovereignty simply by talking about the idea. Mm. The Canadians handed them a bunch of home rule, and that's, you know, there is room for compromise, too, to at least incrementally advance in the meantime.
Anything that we can take, you know, I'm all for it. 800-259-9231, any steps to freedom, all for those. 1-800-259-9231. Speaking of free economies, we'll give you an update on the number one freest economy coming up.
Every 23 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Rapes, robberies, carjackings, assaults. You can find statistics all day long and tell yourself it probably won't happen to you. But those statistics won't mean anything if you become a victim. It's been said the best offense is a good defense. Prepare yourself by visiting www.aaa-safetyfirst.com. Check out the huge selection of pepper sprays, stun guns, self-defense DVDs, personal alarms, home protection supplies, and hidden cameras. If there's a woman in your life, there's a self-defense product right for her. Don't be a victim. Visit www.aaa-safetyfirst.com and use coupon code GCN to receive a huge 10% discount off your order. That's www.aaa-safetyfirst.com or call 719-289-0440. 719-289-0440 today.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings accounts? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEFs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the bulletin board system. Over 400,000 posts await you. Lots to talk about. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That again, bbs.freetalklive.com. We were just talking a moment ago with Matthew in Tennessee about secession. You know, the idea of getting the hell out of this insanity of the federal government. Having a state government actually successfully seceding from the federal government. It didn't happen successfully back in the 1800s. Could it happen successfully today? Well, it's certainly a possibility, and hopefully it'll be New Hampshire that goes first. But whoever it is that goes first, or whichever state, if you want to believe in such things, goes first, I think I would absolutely support. I don't care if it's Vermont seceding off to turn itself into the socialist state of Vermont. I absolutely favor the idea of breaking up the United States of America. Now, the Free State Project is not a secessionist movement. However, we are fans of the Free State Project on this show, and they are a sponsor of the program. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about how you can achieve liberty in your lifetime by concentrating your activism, moving to the same geographic location as other liberty-minded people, and getting active. Many of you are already active where you are, and that's great. But like, if you're like me, you found that your activism is, well, either falling on dead ears, or you're dealing with prospects that seem like really great prospects for liberty, but nothing ever happens with them. They never do anything. They never take any action on their own. And if it's all frustrating to you, then you really should look into the Free State Project. If you want to move to a place where you'd be surrounded by people that also love and understand freedom, this is something that you want to look into. FreeStateProject.org. Also, check out the Liberty Forum while you're there. It's a great upcoming opportunity to come up here to New Hampshire, meet some of these great activists we talk about so much on this program, and also meet some big names in the Liberty Movement. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum to get more information on that. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. As we continue here with your phone calls about what you want, let's go to the AMP line and talk to Alex in New Jersey. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
What would you think of social ostracism of the cops or anyone else who's extremely against liberty, like statists and authoritarians in New Hampshire, in your own private business? For example, if I owned a store, my own small little shop, and a police officer came in who arrested you for having a couch in your lawn, for example, if he went into the store, I could say, sir, I'm not going to serve you, and this is why. And I could kick him out. Or if Judge Burke comes in, I would say, I'm sorry, sir, but I'm not going to serve you. Please exit the premises. Do you think that if we could get a bunch of, like, warning, do not serve this person posters and post them up, do you think that would be effective if the town socially ostracized people like that?
I don't.
I think so.
Well, no, I don't. I think that the statists probably have us outnumbered by a pretty good margin.
Yeah, and 99-1.
If you start ostracizing police officers and judges, I think you'll probably have more of a backlash. And you're, as a liberty activist, right, trying to do that, you're more likely to be ostracized than the people you
want. Not to mention that we, you know, when you talk about Shane Maxfield, who's here on the Keene PD, another gentleman, Fred Parcells, who's a former PD officer, now works for like the housing department or something like that. These guys have, to some extent, moved our direction. Now, when I say our, I mean mine, not Ian's, direction. And they... But, you know, they're coming around, as it were. They're doing this to some extent, probably in spite of the vinegar, not because of it. I think it's the honey that to some extent works. I think there's room for the stick as there is for the carrot, but I like using the carrot as much as possible.
I'll agree with you there, Mark, but I think that Alex's theory is at least sound. It would require a significant percentage ownership in local businesses for it to be effective in any way, shape, or form, however. So, for instance, there's a place called Grafton here in New Hampshire, very, very small. It doesn't even barely qualify as a town, and there's really nothing there except for a gas station. So if you're dealing with a situation like Grafton, then if you own the gas station... Well, you could pretty effectively ostracize the local bureaucrats, like, oh, you can't get your gas here, nor can you buy your beer, so you can go ahead and drive half an hour to the nearest, you know, the nearest urban center to do that sort of thing. But you'd have to have a significant hold on local businesses in order to really kind of make a splash in that way. That said, I think there is something valuable to ostracizing those who are unrepentant about what it is that they do. I mean, I'm not talking about the average bureaucrat. I think most of those folks are good people who are just looking for a job so they can put food on their family's table, and this just happens to be the job they chose, mostly usually because, well, the benefits are great. So I don't blame those people at all. But the people in the upper echelons who are unapologetic about continuing to hurt people, prosecutors, people like that, people that aren't moving in the right direction, people that you can absolutely prove have had the opportunity to come to understand that what they're doing is wrong, and that they reject any sort of change in their behavior, that they continue to push ahead time after time after being given plenty of opportunities to change, I don't think there's anything wrong with putting those people on a list and saying, hey, just don't do business with these people. How effective would it be? Again, it depends on a variety of factors. But I support the idea of ostracism if you're dealing with somebody who is a sociopath and is not doing anything to change that.
Right. And I think that the Free State Project can help us get there quicker.
Oh, there was a website, too, that came out recently that actually is...
Skilledactivist.info, something like that?
No, I don't remember what it's called offhand, but it's somebody... One of the liberty activists here in New Hampshire has created a website that essentially lists good businesses and bad businesses. And I wish I could
remember...
I wish I could remember what it is, but essentially you can go on this site, and if you've had a bad experience at a business where, or like if the owners are explicitly anti-liberty and you know it, you can essentially enter it into this database, and of course if the owners disagree, they can certainly challenge the entry, but then you can look and you can see, well, here's a list of liberty-friendly businesses, and here's a list of businesses run by people who are statists, and I see nothing wrong with a website like that. I mean, it just, you're directing your money in directions that you think are going to benefit you and benefit people that are like-minded, and I am all in support of that. Thank you, Alex, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. I mean, what do you guys think about something like that, to where if you know that a business owner is really anti-liberty, then why not just send some business to their competition?
Oh, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, there are certain people I know in certain fields in Keene. There's one lawyer I can think of that I know are pro-liberty, and there are some people who I know who are anti-liberty who run establishments, and I do factor that if I know somebody's political orientation, most businesses I go into, either they're owned by a corporation, so they're owned by shareholders, or mm-hmm. I don't know the owner enough to know what their beliefs are, but if I know, I see nothing wrong with giving money to people who share your beliefs, and I don't see anything wrong with ostracizing people who you strongly disagree with.
I like it. I like the idea. I think that there are some problems in ferreting out the right person, because if there is a list, like say Ian's list of pro-liberty businesses in Keene and the surrounding areas that you create, the businesses will be they'll desire to get their name on the list so that they will be get that many more referrals, and they may fib a little bit about what their beliefs are. Could that be advantage? That could still be an okay thing, but
I can't see business owners beating down the doors of this particular website at this point.
Oh my god, it really could happen. And referrals in some business are really a big deal. Imagine if you run an HVAC company, an air conditioning company, air conditioning heating company, and your average job totals $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a piece.
Yeah.
You want to be on that referral list? I do. I mean, they put Christian Fish on things.
Well, you'd be in big trouble if you lied to get on a list like that, and then somebody ended up finding out that you are, in point of fact, not in favor of freedom.
How would you be in trouble? Then you wouldn't get any referrals from the list? You weren't going to get any referrals from the list before anyway.
Well, you could be extra blackballed, I guess. If
by
you
whom?
Caught.
People who by people who are on the fence about liberty? Come on. I see some problems with the list. I think it's a good idea, and it would be something for a local libertarian show, not a national libertarian show. Not so much.
We're not. This has nothing to do with our show. I was just mentioning
it
as an
idea.
I'm
just saying.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think it's a fine idea wherever it is you want to implement it. More coming up here. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer, and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today. I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. Even in these remaining moments, just enough time for your call if you make it now. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls about what you want. And, oh, by the way, I want to invite you to help promote the show. You can learn how over at promote.freetalklive.com. Lots of different ways, most of them completely free. Again, that's promote.freetalklive.com. As we go to Dave, listening in New York. Dave, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Dave, what's on your mind?
I wanted to, this is great that you know, we can call in and just talk about whatever we want to. I think that's a really cool concept.
Here you are. It's not really that original of a concept, I have to point out. I mean, there have been open phones on the radio since the beginning of talk radio. But go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, well, concerning all the stuff that's going on in the world and everything like that, and, well, we get inundated with so much negative information and positive stuff, too. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, but in my experience, as I was contemplating what was going on in the world, I have a son, and because of him, I started to wonder, what, something's wrong. You know, I said, something doesn't make any sense. And through my course of evaluation and on the internet and reading different stuff and everything, I came across a series of books, and I wanted to share it with your listeners because I think it's phenomenal stuff about America, but about a lot of stuff. But it's called, the website is www.saintgermainpress.com. And there's these series of books, there's like 20 of them, where they discuss what's happening in America on a spiritual level. I think a lot of people don't understand there's a lot of stuff going on the invisible that's trying to bring what we all in our hearts want, which is freedom and liberty and stuff like that. And the name of the book is called Unveiled Mysteries. And it was very interesting how it came to my attention, because I was really getting really distraught and really freaking out about what was going on. And somehow I got directed to these books, and I bought the first book, Unveiled Mysteries, and I just read it, and I was like, it almost gave me, it just changed the whole way I was looking at everything that was going on out there. The information that's in this book, not only...
Now, hold on a second. Before you go on, you're not the author, are you?
No, I'm not. I just love the book so much. And there's also a little pamphlet when you get on the website. It's called America's Destiny. And it's the three historic prophecies regarding George Washington and America's freedom. The legend of the Wissahickon, which is the consecration of George Washington, Washington's vision that warns of three great perils affecting America, the third of which the whole world united shall not prevail against her, and General McClellan's dream in which Washington warned of disaster and how to avoid it.
So wait, you're saying that George Washington had premonitions about the future of America?
Yeah, this book is really, this one is just a pamphlet. The Unveiled Mysteries book is two separate things. It's from the same website, but...
For all of our listeners who are not going to run out and buy this book, which is probably most of them, why don't you give us the summary? I mean, what's the executive summary here? What are we going to pick up?
Well, that's a little pamphlet. It's about what was going on in those days when America was in its inception fighting against the British, and certain things that had happened to achieve the victory that we got America. A lot of stuff that most people don't know about, but the book Unveiled Mysteries is it's the teachings of the Ascended Masters of what I Am means and America's Destiny about... There's a lot of cool things.
Slow down. The Ascended Masters of what I Am means?
Yeah, that's correct.
Can you explain what that is all about?
That doesn't mean anything to me.
Well, it's something that cannot be just described like within a minute or two. But I just wanted to share it with people so that at least they can check it out for themselves. And if they find that it's something that will help them, that will lighten their heart a little bit, then I've done my job.
I appreciate that. I wish you had a little bit more to tell us about it. Unfortunately, that's where you're going to leave us. So anything else on your mind?
This is the first time I've listened to your program. By the way, you guys don't have an accent. Are you guys originally from New Hampshire, you said?
No, I'm originally from Florida.
Florida.
Okay,
I am from New Hampshire.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't hear the pack the cab by the bond thing. But
actually, that's Massachusetts, actually.
We're western New Hampshire, and there's sort of an eastern and a western New England accent, and it seems to be cut by the, Pac-Monadnock,
Really?
Range there. So actually, they go to the ballet with Wearing the Blazer from JCPenney's.
That came out more in New York, but
it is.
It's
not too far from that.
It's not, no. Yeah, I don't really have the accent either. It's mostly older folks who do. But okay. Yeah, that's the Mass. Your version's kind of the Massachusetts accent. Of course, there's a lot of Massachusetts influence, especially near Boston, over in Manchester, New Hampshire.
So. All right, so to summarize your call, Dave, there's a book called Unveiled Mysteries, and it was a life changer for you.
Yes, and there's one other thing that I wanted to ask you guys, because this is my first time hearing you guys. Have you made people aware of Ron Paul's Campaign for Liberty?
Right. You know what? I'm glad you asked about that. We haven't talked about the Campaign for Liberty in a little while because, well, I don't know if there's really been anything to talk about.
I'm a member of the Campaign for Liberty, and I haven't been getting too many updates.
Yeah. We followed the Ron Paul campaign on this program.
We had him on the show.
The campaign was great.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we actually did have him on our show. You can go to guests.freetalklive.com, and you can look for Ron's picture, and you can listen to our interview with Ron there. We were big fans of Ron Paul. I mean, he's the only guy with any level of principle in Washington, D.C., so certainly we paid close attention to him. And I have to say that the Campaign for Liberty has, it's really kind of been a disappointment so far. It doesn't seem to be anything significantly different than anything that has come before in the Liberty movement.
Except that they got millions of dollars that were raised by the campaign behind them.
I think it's hard for them to find direction because it was a broad coalition. It wasn't just libertarians. Yeah. It was, there were some conservatives that were Ron Paul, traditional conservatives that were Ron Paul supporters.
Constitution Party people.
Right. So you had a broad coalition. And I think without Ron Paul, there is sort of the person to get behind. The Ron Paul crowd, they're still out there, but I don't think they can act in concert like they were during the presidential campaign.
I think if you want to find something that's going to be effective, look no further than the Free State Project. Have you heard about that one yet, Dave?
No, I haven't.
All right, take a moment. When you go online, go to freestateproject.org and then look at that. And actually, Ron Paul has endorsed the Free State Project because it's the idea is brilliant. The idea is to move as many liberty-loving people together to the same place, the same geographic region, which New Hampshire was chosen as that region, as possible. And then there's no central control. I mean, as you recall from the Ron Paul campaign, the most amazing thing about his campaign was that his campaign didn't do anything. It was all of the activists. It was the people that were fans of Ron Paul that got out there and self-organized and self-started and just went out and created what they needed to create to do what they felt was right. And that's what is going on with the Free State Project. These people are moving here, and there's no central committee, there's no controlling authority telling them what to do. The activists move to New Hampshire, and they decide for themselves what the right activism for them to do is, and it's
and
working brilliantly.
They've successfully gotten several Free State Project members called porcupines, which I think is really cute. So they've gotten several porcupines, I believe four to six, I'm not sure exactly, in the state legislature, and they've started an organization that helps to get native New Hampshireites that are liberty oriented helps get them in office. So it's been rather successful, and I think we're only going to see more and more success.
Worth a look, Dave. I thank you for the call tonight. I'm sure we'll hear from you again.
Unless the activist types keep on burning flags and run everybody away.
1-800-259-9231. Well, Mark, you can't control what others do, so you better just focus on what you can do to be positive. Anyway, we move on to the Associated Press, where Hong Kong has been named the world's freest economy for the 15th year in a row, according to an annual report released Tuesday by the Heritage Foundation and the Wall Street Journal that warns against government intervention amid the global economic crisis. The Chinese territory, known for its low taxes and loose regulations, was followed by Singapore, Australia, Ireland, and New Zealand, according to this year's Index of Economic Freedom.
I have heard this. Now, remember New Zealand at one point, less than a decade ago, it was quite a socialist country, and they are economically free, but there's some restrictions socially that you have to take a look at. And Singapore, not socially free at all. I mean, they beat you with a stick if you spit gum on the ground there. Hong Kong, very free place, but it is part of Red China.
Well, it's part of Hong Kong, China. It's basically one country, two systems. And to a large extent, they're left alone by the central Chinese government. So,
today, I mean, that's all I'm saying.
Well, today and for the past over a decade.
It's working. It's absolutely working. And it shows that, leaving people economically free allows, for lots of money to be made, lots of revenue to be made. And that's why the Chinese government is leaving them alone. However, you never know what these big government people are going to do.
Those listening in the United States might be wondering where the U.S. was on the list. It slid one notch to sixth place, dinged for increased government spending and tax revenue as well. Blah, blah, blah. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Are you one of the...